Hi, friends, and welcome to the sixth episode of the What's New podcast. I am your host, as always, Chelsea, and here is my co-host, my sister.
Hi, my name is Sonia, and I'm
hot as heck.
Yeah, because we're filming outside. We're filming outside. Recording outside. I don't know how to.
We're out in the open in our apartment complex, and there are people who have walked by, and I feel like a crazy person. Like, and the sun is right in my eyes.
It's get your autographs now before we're famous and we move.
Okay, whatever. They'll pretend that they know us.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna get sunburned. I should have put on sunscreen before we came out here, but now it's too late.
It's hot, but by the time we're done with this, because it's gonna be like 53 minutes, we're out here.
Water smells really bad.
Okay, stop. No personal things.
I feel like I'm gonna get sick.
It's probably gonna be dark by the time we're done with this, but that's okay because it's gonna be really, really cold, which is gonna be like...
It'll be so much better if the sun comes down, but while it's coming down, it's gonna be agony.
Yeah, okay. Because it's 5 right now. So the sun comes down in 2 hours, and we might be done editing in like 2 hours. Because we're going to try something new. We're going to try different segments.
Yes, we're
going to
try a new structure.
We're going to take breaks, maybe. We're going to add transition sounds. It's going to be fun. So, by the time you're listening to this, we might have transition sounds, but...
We're going to attempt to drink my water without smelling it, because it smells like the pits of heck.
Yes. But for now, we're going to...
It smells like sewage.
Yeah. For now, we're going to move on to the holidays. So... Yes. I have my first holiday. I'm the first holiday. Why did I say that like that? I don't know.
I looked all of these up this time.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we're not going to be talking about alcohol, although there was one in there that I did recognize. It was Martini Day, and I was like, we're not talking about this because I'll be cringed.
Okay. So the first holiday that we have, it's actually today. If you're listening to this on Thursday, it's a very sunny Thursday, June 18th. June 18th is Sushi Day. I love sushi. Sushi's great.
California rolls.
Except sushi makes me have a headache.
It does?
And a stomachache.
Why did you not tell us about this? That's raw fish. You're gonna get... You probably have, like, some weird
Ignore
disorder
me,
or something.
It doesn't make my headache. I don't even know why I said that. It makes my stomach hurt. Because I eat too much of it. That's probably why I love sushi.
My water smells like fish. Which
okay,
makes
stop
sense
talking
because,
about your water.
No, because... Both of the holidays we have for today are about fish. We've got national...
We don't have only two holidays, though.
For today. Touché.
Oh. Okay.
So, today is also Go Fishing Day.
We're also filming on a... I mean, recording on a wood table, so if you hear it go like... Well, that's because I can't sit still. And that's just the thing.
You probably have some other disorder, too.
Yeah, maybe... I don't know.
But...
staying still disorder? I don't know. But anyways.
Like ADHD or something?
Yeah,
I don't
so
know.
What's our next holiday for today?
Go Fishing Day is...
fish holiday.
It's not about the card game, and that's why I clicked on it, is because I was like, oh
it's
no,
literally
what
just
if I
fishing.
Say the card game? And
that would
then
be
I'm going to cry because I talk more about Go Fish the card game than like, let's go fish and catch some trout.
Yeah, our dad has never taken us fishing, and that's probably good because
yeah,
I probably
go
die.
Fishing. I mean,
or, like, get a disorder,
to the ocean,
but,
like, never been fishing. I feel like I have been fishing, but I haven't. I've just been boating.
I get, like, a disorder if I went fishing, but anyways.
Stop talking. We're gonna stop talking about your many disorders.
Okay.
You don't have any disorders.
Okay, ready?
Possibly, I don't know.
Ready?
Okay. June 19th?
June 19th is Garfield the Cat Day. I've never watched Garfield.
Neither have I, and I haven't read it either. But,
yeah,
so
we
don't know what to talk
much
about here
on that topic, but
also June 19th, as many people probably already know,
it's
is
Juneteenth,
which is
Juneteenth. Sorry,
which is the official.
Hear my vocalizing.
The official day that slavery was known to be abolished in America.
Abolished? What does that mean?
It's like put to an end.
Period. Period. Sissy.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's a good holiday.
It is. And
we're
a lot of people...
celebrate that.
It's irrelevant to what's going on in the world right now. Wasn't good enough,
Can
though.
You tell me why couldn't it be on 18th or 19th? No, wait. I'm so dumb.
Because it was an actual day?
Okay,
it was a thing?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm gonna have the worst sunburns.
Next holiday.
Fun. I'm wearing like
leather. We
have
to do it for the podcast. Stop talking about your personal problems.
It's you're going through.
Do
it,
do it for the podcast. Okay, ready? Our next holiday, which is June 20th, which is 2 days from now, if you're listening to this on a sunny Thursday, where we're literally dying in the heat.
People up there in Canada be like, woohoo, yeah.
It's summer solstice on the 20th, which means it's going to be even more hot than this.
It's going to be the first day of summer.
That's great.
Except we're already out of school.
And hopefully, we won't have to sit on the balcony, even though the balcony has the best audio in this apartment, so... We don't usually live in an apartment. Our parents, whatever. We won't get into it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Also, June 20th is World Refugee Day. And, this is, our president doesn't like refugees and immigrants very much. And
very
that's
much.
Pretty sad because...
That's so sad. He doesn't like them at all. That's horrible.
He likes them when they're from certain places, and he doesn't like them when they're from others, and he calls the places that they're from beepholes, and
yes,
he's disgusting.
He's like
We've
so gross.
We've talking about this right out in the open in our apartment.
It doesn't matter.
When people walk around.
Stop it.
But
because somebody's coming, but we don't care. Because we're just going to keep on talking proudly because we're confident. So.
Yes, I see.
Okay.
Okay, so I think that immigrants are...
Wait, our transition sounds are going to blend in with the wind chimes, sorry.
Oh, yeah, there are wind chimes somewhere around.
I can hear them. I hope you can because they're really annoying.
What was I going to say? Oh, yes.
Get to talk a bit louder.
I think that America is the melting pot of the world, and
don't talk in the accent.
I think you need to stop telling me what to do because I'm proud and I'm confident, apparently.
Okay.
But America is the melting pot of the world, and that's what makes it America. And we wouldn't be here without immigrants. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Okay. So, Sonia is going to have to talk a bit louder so that the audio turns off.
Oh, wait, yes, okay. So,
sorry.
Yesterday, or maybe the day, no, it was yesterday. Yesterday, I read 3 chapters of a book called The Young People's
History
of
the
United States.
States
by Howard Zinn. And that's opposed to The People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn.
Wait, did you read Stamped from the Beginning?
No, I didn't, but we had the first chapter of that read to us. Because instead of getting traditional bedtime stories about little rabbits and
gnomes.
Oh my god. Just said gnomes at the same time.
And somebody's walking by.
Little rabbits and gnomes.
Yeah, okay.
That was so great. We have telepathy.
We did not script that.
Little rabbits.
We don't script anything.
Instead of reading bedtime stories about little rabbits and gnomes, we get read stories
about
the history of the United States. We get read books about
politics.
The founding of racist ideas. And so yeah.
We don't promote racism.
No, we don't. It's bad. It's really and there's like multiple different kinds of racism, is what we learned the other night. But I read the beginning chapters, the first 3 chapters of Young People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn, and it was all about the start of America and the colonists and slavery and how it came from, like, it stems from, like, the white people and the Native Americans and poverty, and there was like it was very informative, and I thought
breeze coming in.
Oh yeah, thank god. But I thought it was an interesting read, and I'd like to read more of it, and we should all stay informed during this time. So should we get into our topics?
Yep, we'll get into our topics after the break. We'll see you after the break, I guess. Okay, so we're back from our break. We actually did a break this time.
Yeah, we didn't think we were gonna, like, get up and do stuff, but we did have a break, and it lasted like 5 minutes, and I put on sunscreen, but now it's less hot out here.
Yeah.
The sun is still out, so I may still get sunburned, but I have sunscreen on now, so it's fine. There are the wind chimes. The wind chimes are down there.
Okay.
Because we're on the second floor.
Okay. So, our first topic, should we talk about mine first? No, we should talk about yours, because hers is more popular, and it's going around more than this one.
Wait, what's your
about the
top? What's your second one?
It's about Disney.
Oh, right. Okay.
Which is actually really interesting.
So I'll talk about mine. My first one.
Okay.
First.
Oh shoot, the paper flew away, sorry.
Okay. Well, you can use this to have it, I guess.
Yeah.
So the headline was
sorry if people are coming.
Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's rooted
you're
in racist.
Have to talk faster.
Huh?
I mean, louder, please.
Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's rooted in racist imagery to change. So, basically, what's going on with the breakfast food brands and the like? I don't really know what Uncle Ben's is, and I tried.
I think Uncle Ben's is like
rice.
Correct me if I no.
I saw like it all.
I'm pretty sure it's pancake mix.
Well, so is Aunt Jemima's.
No, Aunt Jemima is a...
Is, no, it's syrup, but it's also pancake mix and other breakfast food.
Okay.
Other
breakfast food? I thought it was pancakes. Whatever.
I'm pretty sure they have waffle mix, too. But that's not the point. The point is that the logos and the origins of these companies were racist. And so during this time... a lot of things are changing because of the protests and because, frankly, they shouldn't have been that way in the first place. And so there's, like, it's kind of hard to explain, but these brands were started by, like, a song and... Or at least Aunt Jemima's was. And, like, a show that people started to, like, redo. And it was, like, it was white people performing it in blackface. And blackface is never okay to do when you're a white person. It's when you paint your face black to pretend to be a black person. It's it's pretty terrible. Very racist.
No, honey. I swear. If you do this...
go but,
the door sister the door
basically Aunt Jemima was based on like a character called like a genre character called a mammy which is like an African-American woman who was a slave who was happy working for her white masters who were like kind and like she took care of their children, and that's like it's kind of that's not very it's like just a stereotype, and it's not a good stereotype, and it's very offensive to a lot of people. And so these characters and these brands were built on those kinds of stereotypes and those kinds of, like, offensive, like, media, and it's, yeah, it is offensive, and the, like, aunt and uncle modifiers put on the characters were, like, also offensive, and, also, another brand that recently changed or is going to change or something is Land of Lakes, or Land O' Lakes, which is the butter, I believe, with the Native American woman.
Oh, right.
And,
I heard
so,
about that.
Yes, I think they, like, realized that it wasn't okay, and so they got, like...
Sorry about the background noise.
Yeah, they got a cultural advisor, and I'm pretty sure they already fixed it or are going to fix it, but, yeah. Also, I forget the I forget the brand name, but it's like the brand that created Uncle Ben's and the brand that created Mrs. Butterworth's.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing evaluations on all their products now. So yeah.
That's good.
It's good that they're doing evaluations.
Yeah.
Like,
but I don't think it's good to put like racist logos or whatever.
Yeah, because those characters were born from like very racist and offensive stereotypes.
I feel like you're not talking loud enough, but whatever.
Okay, I'm loud now. Do you, hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Stop it, please. So our next topic, well, my topic. So I found this on Apple News. Forgot who did it, but like, whatever. So the headline was Japanese broadcaster apologizes for offensive animated video about Black Lives Matter movement. So basically, I was very curious. So I went online before even reading the article. I went online and I looked up the video. So I showed it to Sonia, and we were making a face, like our eyes were wide open and our face, we looked kind of like shocked.
It was like,
why would even somebody
do that? We were kind of weirded out.
Yeah. And so first it started out with NHK. So if you don't know what NHK is, it is the Japanese public broadcasting thing.
It's one of their like big channels.
Yes, it's a very big channel. I don't know, I haven't heard about it before. I don't know why, but it's very big. Just gonna say that. NHK thought that it was a sympathetic explanation to the movement, the Black Lives Matter movement. They thought it was just an explanation that didn't mean any harm, and like they didn't wanna like make it sound racist or anything. Not sound, but like some of the visuals racist. So,
it did come off as very offensive.
There's a lot of people out here, but
yeah.
Some people recognize that they did not mention. Some people realize that they did not mention the George Floyd death, which was a big part.
Or any of the others.
Yeah, which like all those people who were like sadly killed, that's horrible, were not put into the video. But the George Floyd death was a spark to all these protests, and then sadly a bunch of other people died, and it was just horrible. But people's voices, did they get hurt? No, because police are still being like really rude to everybody. But
brutal.
Brutal.
It's called police brutality and systemic racism.
Yeah. So I hope everybody knows by now about what's happening, because it's pretty important to get informed. If you haven't listened to any of our other podcast episodes, we talked about most of the things when they were just starting to get new, like when they were starting to get new, remember?
Wait, should we like post pictures of the books that we on our Instagram?
Yes. So if you want to see pictures of books, and we might even link petitions in our Instagram, it's @what_newpodcast. If you want to look there, then we'll have some books that you can read with links, and links to petitions that you can sign and stuff like that. Along with the newest episode, that with a link that you can go to the newest episode, so that you could find where we actually talked about this stuff. Okay, so they thought it was a simple explanation, but it didn't have the George Floyd death in it, which was
a
spark of most of the project.
It also didn't, it really didn't come across as sympathetic. It was kind of uncomfortable to watch.
Because they were making them like all strong and like with tank tops on, and like it was kind of weird and uncomfortable to watch. But, so, some thought on Twitter that it was, I can't remember because it was pretty much a lot of people on Twitter, thought that it actually even promoted racism. Like, that's pretty bad. If you're trying to make a sympathetic response to the protests, don't make it promote racism. That's going to throw it into a whole new direction, which you probably don't want to go in. But, so yeah, some people thought it promoted racism, which is not good. Don't promote racism. We don't promote racism, so you don't. Okay.
Okay, well, don't say what that. We don't promote racism, so you don't.
Well, you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
No one should. Really? No. Honestly? No.
It's horrible.
Racism. It's terrible.
NHK released an official apology after this. Oh, no, sorry. I skipped something because I thought it was all one thing. But some people thought that the caricatures were offensive. Like we said before, they were all, like, with tank tops, and they seemed all buff, and they were, like, holding up pictures that didn't really show, like, the big things that were happening. Like, I mean, they did show things that were big and they were happening, and, like, they shouldn't go unnoticed, but they weren't showing, like, the George Floyd, and they didn't even talk about that. We're going to talk about what happened with the George Floyd clip after this, but right
also,
after
the
this,
video was in
Japanese, so we had to put on closed captions.
Yeah, we had to put on the subtitles because we didn't, like, English subtitles.
Yeah.
Because we didn't understand what they were saying. So it might have become a little bit lost in translation, just a little bit. So, like, I don't know.
Uh-huh. So they didn't show any of the sad deaths that happened, which is absolutely horrible. Because if you, never mind. So, yeah, they didn't show that. The caricatures were offensive because they were, like, I'm pretty sure, never mind. So like, they were all, like, buff and stuff. And they showed, like, the Statue of Liberty as a caricature. Okay.
Yeah, it was very weird, and it did not seem like it was meant to.
Yes.
Promote anti-racism.
Yes.
It seemed like it was trying to promote the opposite.
Yeah. NHK then released an official apology, but said, and as we said, that there was no George Floyd in this, which was a very important and sad part of the protests. But said that the George Floyd clip had been flawed. So the George Floyd clip had been taken away because there was an official broadcast and then the one that was posted on YouTube. But there was one that was posted on YouTube and then an official one, but the George Floyd clip had been flawed. So I'm not sure if that was, like, a legal thing. They didn't really talk about it except for the,
Wait, so, like, they were gonna put something about George Floyd in
I
there,
think they did,
they...
but then it got cut.
Oh. Okay.
So I'm not sure if that's, like, something with the government.
Probably because it seemed racist.
Because the whole video was racist, honestly.
Like, it seemed... I don't know if, like...
It wasn't racist, but it just seemed like it was racist.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
If you look at it without, like, thinking that it's gonna be racist, then it's, like... Yeah, I think it's fine. Like, I don't remember the whole video because we watched it, like, an hour ago or something.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of sketchy to me.
So, that was my thing. Now, this iPad that we're recording on, oh, the breeze, I'm sorry, is at 26%, so it's running down really fast.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared that we're not going to have enough power to complete this, but it's
so okay. That's why we need to go fast. I mean, not that fast, but now that we're done with two...
Yeah, I think this might be a shorter episode.
Yeah, now that we're done with two of our topics, we're going to go take another break and get, we're going to take... Yeah, cooled off, and we'll see you after the break. So we didn't do a break, but we were just trying to experiment with the segments. But we just wanted this
we
to
just
go
sat
quickly.
Here and listened back our audio yeah. because we were afraid that
we wanted this
I
to
was
go
too
quickly.
Quiet.
We wanted this to go quickly because we're running down battery. I just saw it change it to a lower battery, so we have to go quickly. And quickly. Okay.
Okay. Well, so it's my turn to do a topic?
Yeah.
Okay.
We won't
so
do a game.
Before I do my topic, can I just ask, if you had any superpower, what superpower would you have?
I mean, invisibility.
Ooh, that leads right into my topic. I mean,
invisibility because I could see people from far away without them noticing me.
Well, I would have mind reading, but it seems that you may be in luck, sweetheart. Okay. You may be able to become invisible soon.
Oh, whoa. Oh.
So, I
people
found
in kindergarten class be like, oh! Okay.
Oh, yes. Time for me to be as invisible as everyone thinks I am.
Okay. Ready?
How cephalopod cells could take us one step closer to invisibility. So, I found this, and I was like, ooh boy, cool boy. I don't want to be invisible, but this would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
What if I could be invisible?
Okay,
and I was like,
your bird running low on battery.
Well, there is a man named Dr. Alon Gordetsky.
Say that again without me.
Alon Gordetsky.
Yes. Good.
And,
just so people don't write.
He is a molecular engineer, and I'm pretty sure a marine biologist, but I don't remember them. I mean, I would assume he's a marine biologist if he's talking about cephalopods and, like, their cells. But, yes, cephalopods are things like, are things like octopuses, What's your face? Why
the
you?
Breeze.
I know, it's so nice, but like...
Okay.
So cephalopods are things like octopuses, squids, nautiluses.
Yeah, okay.
There's another one, but I can't remember it. There's more than that.
Okay.
But anywho, I hate myself for saying that.
Okay.
Anyway, cephalopods, I think accepting nautiluses.
Excuse me?
Car.
Sorry, there's a car.
Motorcycle or something.
Motorcycle.
But
ruining
I don't
our
think.
Podcast.
I don't
I'm
think,
suing. Sorry.
I don't think nautiluses can do it. But cephalopods such as octopuses and squids can become transparent and pigmented at will. So basically.
Oh my god, these. They're all things.
So okay. Basically, also the breeze is so nice, but like, okay, so anyway, these cephalopods can, it's like a defense mechanism and a form of camouflage, so they have a lot of predators who use, bioluminescence to find them, and so... Bioluminescence is, like, just basically light, and you know how, like, light shines on a window, and it's, like, all reflective and sparkly, and it's, like, blinding, like, so
yeah.
That's not good for their,
body
thing, so, like, if they're transparent at the moment, and they see the bioluminescence coming towards them, they don't want it to, like, shine on them, and so that, like, the predator will easily know that they're there.
Sorry.
And they can change some part of their cell structure at will to make it so that they're, like, colored. And mm-hmm. they can be, like, almost whatever color they want, and they can even replicate patterns. So, they can blend into their surroundings more easily, but they can also become invisible when they want to. And so, scientists are trying to, like, maybe find ways to utilize this kind of, cell structure to, make some kind of invisibility suit or, like, implant even, I don't know.
Whoa.
That, like, allows people to pigment their cells or, like, the thing's structure and make it transparent at will.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That is cool. So, I guess my wish will come true, and I will get an invisibility suit. Only.
I didn't know you were going to say invisible. That worked out pretty well.
Only for $3,000 or more. So.
Oh, I think it would be way more.
Way more, but... Because, like, y'all be going around killing all these cephalopods to get those little
I don't know. I don't know that you would have to kill them.
Okay, well...
But, like, it's a possibility in which case I don't want to be invisible.
Okay. Can I move on to my topic? Because I think that's really cool.
Yes.
Okay. So,
scientific advancements, people.
Yes.
About invisibility and cephalopods.
Yes. So, this one, I am a Disney nerd. I'm a Disney
fanatic.
Yes, I love Disney. I love anything Disney.
I love all the rabbits and the gnomes.
Yeah. If you give me something Disney, I will take it and I'll put it in the most. I don't know what I'm saying, but anyways,
you'll just display it in some case in your room, and I'll be like, "What the heck is this?"
Okay. So, as we might know, oh shoot, I forgot to research how it was racist. I'm pretty sure I already know, but whatever. So
it's basically the same thing as Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
They don't even know what we're talking about yet.
So, oh yeah, I do know how it's racist. Okay, so as you know, Disney's Splash Mountain was based off of Song of the South, which, if you are old, you might know.
Oh my god.
Was a very old film that never came out of the Disney vault because it was very racist.
Somehow you've managed to find a pirated version on your
browser.
You got put on a watch list, and I was like, "Ay."
Okay.
She's such a Disney nerd that she will find all the pirated copies of movies inside the vault and just put them on her computer, and
okay,
I'll be like,
"Stop it. You're going to get me put in jail." Okay.
I don't think it was your fault.
Okay, stop, please.
You were the victim of piracy.
Stop it. So Splash Mountain was based on a racist film. It was racist because there is a character called, his name's Uncle something. Uncle Remus. Uncle Remus was a slave for a family. And the boy loves Uncle Remus, and Uncle Remus tells him these crazy stories that somehow come to life. And that's how Splash Mountain was made.
And Uncle Remus was a character like Aunt Jemima. He was like happy being a slave, and he was like,
but there was a bunch of other racist themes.
He like made it seem like slavery was a good thing, and it was not. It was a terrible thing, and it should not have gone on for so long. And it should not have. I feel like I'm getting bug bites.
Okay.
Bug bites.
Okay, stop.
But
people want to.
Was bad.
People. Oh, I didn't even read the headline, but I just wanted to make that clear that it was very racist. Disney Splash Mountain. Is based on Song of the South. Petitioners want to change that. So people want to change how it's based on Song of the South and had great ideas. Let me tell you, okay, ready? People want to change the theme, was another talking point that I had. So people wanted to change the theme. What did they want to change the theme to? And the whole land, I was really surprised. Critter Country. Princess and the Frog. I love Princess and the Frog, and it doesn't get put into many theme parks. Like Disney parks anymore.
Okay.
It didn't.
Wait,
though.
I'm gonna cut in for a second. Princess and the Frog is a movie about
I don't think it has any slaves in it.
Oh my god.
Does
Why
it?
Would you say that? But like, okay.
It's not racist.
It's not a perfect movie in terms of like progressiveness and anti-racism, but it's like it's a movie.
Yeah.
It's a movie
Why
about...
Why did you need to cut into that?
Because I didn't want you to say anything that was... And
people
you
already
still
know
did.
What...
You
okay,
still
stop.
Did.
Stop. People already know about Princess and the Frog, so we don't need to say that. So, as you know, there's a character named Mama Odie, but we're going to get into that later. Another... People wanted to change the theme. Another petition agrees to changing the ride to Princess and the Frog themed. Twitter users like Freddy from Batu, put concept art, had concept art and had really good ideas like changing the land to have like shacks and like fireflies at night, and like there was the Q had like
the bayou.
Yeah, and they like changed the land and changed Hungry Bear Restaurant, if you've been to Disneyland, to Tiana's Palace, which I think is a great idea, and the riverboat.
That's her restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The riverboat would come past, and it would make the scene way better. The queue would be based off of Mama Odie's, like, thing, which I think is really immersive and really pretty. Not pretty, but, like, it's immersive. I'm thinking that it would have interactive things, like in Snow White's Mine Train, because they're starting to implement that into more and more queues, at the Disney parks. So, they had good ideas, and that's basically what I have to say on it. What are your opinions? Because I know that the thing that it was already themed. Oh, people didn't want it to be changed to Walt Disney World because they think that that it's better overall because like the animatronics are better, the movements are better. They're better figures. So, what do you think? And they just want to keep it alive in the parks.
Well. I'm gonna say something that might offend you because,
yeah.
Like, I don't like or care that much about Disney.
What?
I don't like or care that much about Disney.
Okay. That doesn't really offend me, but okay.
Okay, well, I mean, Song of the South was, a terrible mistake that Disney made. And that's probably why they locked it up in the vault and tried to make sure that no one pirated it.
You can still buy it on DVD on eBay.
Like pirated it on eBay and some weird sketchy site that you found so
eBay
that we could
sketchy.
Watch Song of the South so that we could... No, I said eBay and some sketchy site
I
that
know,
you found so that you could
it
watch
was,
Song of the South.
It was released on VHS.
For free, apparently.
No.
I don't trust that.
Stop. It was released on VHS when it came out in Britain. It was released in VHS in Britain and in England. But, and so I bet people still have that around. That's why they're selling it on eBay, just to clear things up.
Okay, well.
Because I bet people don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
Unless they're like crazy collectors like me.
Do you want that movie?
No.
Okay, good. I was like, oh boy, I don't really want that in my house. Just like I got a signature on a paper from a person that I don't like and I don't want it in my house.
Okay.
So, yes. Was that the end of this episode?
We're going to go take a break and then we'll be back for the outro. We're actually going to take a break this time. We're going to go inside.
Do we
take
really
a
need to take a break before
yes,
the outro?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I hope we can take a better outro. We'll see you after the break. We are back from our third break. We actually took a break, but
we shouldn't have as many breaks on the next episode,
yeah.
But it's probably okay.
When we have more sponsors, we might have more breaks because it will just not look good to have them all clumped up in one. And you'll get to hear us before the sponsors, and they'll still be sponsors, but... So we really hope you enjoyed this episode. It's the sixth episode. So we really hope you enjoyed. We're on Overcast, we're on Google Podcasts, a bunch of other ones. You can find us on Anchor, all lowercase, .fm/ What's New Podcast, all one word, What's New Podcast, lowercase. I really hope you enjoy.
Oh wait, you can also find us on
Instagram
at
@what_new_podcast. New podcast is one word, what's is not. And it's
or
all lowercase. All lowercase. And it has our podcast art, and you can find it.
We'll be posting after this episode with those books.
Yeah,
and
we will
be posting
stuff that you can sign and stuff that
you can read to educate yourself
and stuff. So we really hope you enjoyed the sixth episode of the What's New Podcast. We hope to see you next time.
Bye.